This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Offense missed opportunities yet again.
Yeah, sure. Runners in scoring position. Some of the same stuff.
I typically, and I think you do for the most part too, I typically subscribe to whether we're talking football, baseball, any sport, when especially it involves professional athletes and anybody struggling, that I tend to say, look, it's on the players to perform. Like ultimately, they have to perform. I think when you have now 2+ months of a sample, though, we're about to turn the calendar to June in this baseball season, and there are not just one or two guys struggling at the plate, but I could argue right this second, just about everybody, but maybe Vinny, presently. You got to start also looking at the coaching end of it, and you have to look at the development end of it. And I'm talking about hitting development organizationally in Alex Zumwalt and guys. And look, he gets credit, I think, for Mikel having a much better season, if we're being fair. I think if we're going to knock some of the other guys that are not having good years, I think he should get some credit for what Mikel's been able to do. But like Bobby Wood Jr., even so far, the power numbers are down this year. We all know Michael Massey hasn't developed and improved. He's having a worse season right now, although I actually think the last 7 games, his average is up a little bit. And I'm just wondering, when do we start talking about, and I think today is that day, frankly, start talking about, hey, how concerned are you organizationally with hitting development? Because we're all praising the pitching. I think they have figured that out. They have unlocked in their organization that now I feel legitimately that they can develop starting pitching. I think that is a real thing.
It's really hard to argue the other side of that right now, right? Based on the recent success.
There's so many examples now over the last 3+ years. Some of them are big league acquisitions, right? What they've unlocked with Cole Reagans, obviously what Chris Bubich is doing this year, you know, and Brian Sweeney deserves a ton of credit. He might have 3 guys in the last year that end up in the top 3 of Cy Young or top 4 in Cy Young. We know Lugo and Reagans last year. There's a chance Chris Bubich finishes top 3 in Cy Young this year. So I'm good on the pitching end. I think I feel very good about their development and now the trust that they can do on the pitching side. Complete opposite on the hitting side.
So I'll just say, and this is normally how it works, I'm surprised it hasn't hit the coaching staff yet. Because normally in situations like this, when you're bottom 3 in runs scored, when you're dead last in home runs hit, which we can get to, that's been easily one of the most concerning signs amongst the development of the hitters or the continued development of any hitter outside of that, is that normally it's like there's an accountability part when it comes to sports. More than any other job, probably, there's an accountability part. So far, they've taken all the accountability on the player side. They've demoted MJ Melendez. They've cut Hunter Renfroe. They've made the kind of things where it's like, we're putting this on the players. Mm-hmm. They've got to perform. We're doing this. Zumwalt's the next guy who's going to catch heat on this. He just is. Because to your point, the guys higher up are going to be able to hang their hat. Like JJ, right? They're going to be able to hang their hat on like, well, the team's still got a winning record. The pitching staff is doing great. You know, and it's not like guys like Vinny or Bobby aren't still performing. They are. But there is a part of the hitting right now that, like, I can't explain why you are so much worse than just a year ago with very similar talent, specifically in the power department. Is there some reason why they pull the ball and they put it in the air, but the ball never goes over the fence anymore? Kaufman be damned. They played at Kaufman last year. They got no power.
Yeah, and that's why I wonder developmentally, and it's not just at the big league level. I know we're talking about the struggles of the big league level, but think about some of the names that have gone through, like MJ Melendez, Gavin Cross, you know, like keep going through. There's how many examples can you give me?
Like, it's been coming up pretty bad lately. There's a couple guys that are successes, right? Vinny and Bobby and Mikel recently.
Yeah, and I'm not saying there's zero bit of it for Bobby, but like also the same thing I would argue with Jack Caglione right now. Like, to a certain extent, there's some player, like, nobody was ever going to screw up Shohei Ohtani. You know what I mean? And I don't think anybody's going to screw up Bobby Witt Jr. So, you know, yes, I guess if you want to hang your hat on, like, okay, he gets the credit for Bobby Witt Jr., I guess. I'm just, I would be wondering about the organizational
less credit, but
development.
You get some credit still, I think, you know. Like, I hate to just eliminate that because, like, I feel like this is an argument I got into in the very early Alex Smith days. They'd be like, Alex Smith doesn't make anyone better. And I'm like, well, Travis Kelce started having careers when Alex Smith showed up. He's like, he was already great. And you're like, yeah,
well, that's a player. I'm talking about coaching.
No,
right now.
I know. Yeah. And so, like, I don't want to, like, take away all credit. But, like, Bobby Wood Jr., so he leads the league in doubles. And he was, I think he's like one or two off the pace now, was at one point leading the league in stolen bases. So it's not that there's no power for Bobby Wood Jr. He leads the league in doubles. But he's only on pace for 15 home runs. And I'm like, wait, what? He hit 32 last year. 30 the year before that. Hell, he had 20 his rookie year. Like, he was the guy that I expected to turn into a 40 home run guy, and he seems to be going the other direction, yeah. I guess, is what's concerning to me. Like, at some point, I don't know if it was a focus this offseason. I don't know if it was just, like, part of the training regimen, and they thought, hey, we were so good with runners in scoring position, we got to have a team who puts the ball in play, moves runners, score runs that way, because that's what I'd be curious about, because at this point, it's like, I don't feel like we should be dipping at the rate we're dipping at for the star players. And I don't want Cags to come up and all of a sudden he's a 25 home run hitter.
Right.
I want Cags to come up and be a 35, 40, 45 home run hitter.
No,
you know?
Absolutely. And that's the concern is like, what is going on? What, you know, some of it, I do think right this present day is you got a couple guys that are trying to hit home runs too. I think that's, you're getting a little bit of that. And that's
the tryhards are always, you know, tough because the pressure's real.
As I said, I usually first step, I always say, hey, like, players got to perform. They're getting paid the money to perform.
Yeah.
Got to go out there and do that. But I think when it's dragged on now and we're about to turn to June and some of these guys have also, you mentioned Bobby in terms of the power numbers, what has happened there? Like then that's when I start wondering about the development and the coaching and what is going on? What's the message? What happened in the offseason? What's the continued message? Like they have made micro moves from a player perspective. At some point, if the offense trend continues to trend in this direction, we all know the next step.
Fired the hitting coach. Anybody remember when George Brett came in and
that was before 14, wasn't it? Or was that early in 14?
I thought it was like 14.
It was definitely not 15. I know it definitely wasn't 15. I thought it was either 13 or early 14.
When they brought in Brett for a little bit. Oh, I apologize. It was 13. George Brett served as the interim hitting coach for the Royals in 2013.
For less than a month.
For
2 months, sorry.
Or 2 months, yeah. I couldn't remember because like, and that's what comes, and here's the truth, and this is like a really tough thing, and I would say this to any of the players that I know play for the team too, which is when the Royals are two games above 500, and I hope that they never dip below 500 this year, but now they are flirting with it again for the first time in
and they got a hell of a pitcher to go up against tonight.
Yeah, Hunter Green's pretty good. And so when they, I like that we're upset more and that we care more because the team is good. It's good to have heightened expectations that come with more like, what the hell? Because under normal circumstances, losing 6 of 10 would not bother you as much as a Royals fan when the team doesn't matter. But with those heightened expectations come more accountability. Like, that's just the reality of it. In 2013, the reason why they fired their hitting coach wasn't just because they were struggling at the plate. It's because they were at the part of the timeline that they're like, no, we're supposed to be competing now. And if we're expected to compete now, we expect real changes. The reason why they didn't get rid of Cal Eldred for a number of years in this town is because the team stunk. There were no accountability. They'd give Cal time to figure it all out. And it's like, but if Cal was here now in the middle of the when expectations actually hit the team, they were a lot quicker to move on from Cal Eldred, right? And so like, that's where Zumwalt's going to have to like find his balance. I very rarely in this industry, and I wouldn't do it in this case either, call for the like someone's head. It's a difficult position to be put in, and very rarely do I think it's just one person's problem that is causing this. But he is now officially in the crosshairs. He's in the crosshair for Royals fans. He's in the crosshairs for this. And like, unless the hitting is going
to
start, you know, like, well,
but
we're
he has
warming
to be part
up
of,
June
it,
1st.
It's part
he's
of
a part
it.
Of the solution.
Yeah, for a while, all the major focus, of course, is the players, as I said. But if you're struggling as an organization and as a lineup across the board just about to hit, it has to also be, everybody's also got to be part of the solution. And unfortunately, everybody's kind of part of the problem. And so it is going to be something to watch, I think, over the next couple of weeks and the next month from that perspective as well, and how they ultimately handle that. And just kind of be interesting to see where the conversations go on that. I mean, I think the, you know, the current discussion about the big league roster is one thing. I'm also more just concerned, like, organizationally with guys developing through. And I understand what Jack Caglione is doing. He was the number, you know, number 10 prospect in all of baseball, right?
You're saying sometimes people can fight through the system even if the system isn't working. Which, to your point, I mean, the Royals were a bad pitching development system forever, and Zach Greinke still managed to find way through.
And again, on the flip side, on the flip side, I think we have recognized how on the pitching side, completely different feeling, right? Feel great about what Brian Sweeney has been done. They got to make sure that they don't lose him. What they've been able to do in the minor league level with pitching now, and I'm not just talking about Noah Cameron, but just, you have faith that those guys are going to have a real chance and are getting the correct development and coaching on the way up. And there's now results we're seeing at the big league level. And I'm just saying at the big league level on the hitting end, I feel almost the complete opposite right now.
No, it's hard to feel confident right now based on where they rank amongst all offensive stats.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.